at JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen.
Talented.
We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace.
Talented.
Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
What's the word from Planet Krakow?
Let's find out.
A couple of pain in the ass jackholes. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, here we go.
Yeah.
Hi, Buzz.
Strap yourself in.
I know we all feel a little naked right now without Rob around.
I know.
How will we make it through this last quarter hour of the show without him, Mike?
Well, I don't know. After you were reading those stories about other disc jockeys, I'm not sure how I can even be here.
I understand.
Rob is actually out being a good dad tonight.
He is.
He's got a thing with his daughter where it's daughters dancing with their dads. Or Julie is, what, like seven or something now?
Right.
So, good for Rob.
Yeah.
Well, for God's sakes, I hope he doesn't step on any feet.
That
could be a serious injury.
It's going to leave a mark.
And I've seen those Fred Flintstone feet, and I've seen them without socks.
I have never had the opportunity to watch Rob try to assimilate with other normal people. I imagine he has, in these situations with parents, with kids, he's probably got a lot of the same anxiety problems I know that I had. Plus, look at him.
Yeah, I mean, you look at him and you're probably going into a normal father-parent situation and, you know, all the other dads are there and then suddenly, well, I can equate it with like Ronald McDonald coming to a party.
that's exactly it. Because, you know, when I used to go to those things at Bard School,
right,
I would always be the last dad to get there because I would have to do like Rob did, knock off a little early on the show to get there.
Right.
And all the other dads would be there wearing their dad's clothes and acting like they all have important jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I would come rolling in right around game time, you know, with my Packer shirt on. And God forbid, if I had tried to dress nice, I would spill something all over my shirt or have Sharpie all over my hands.
Right.
And I knew when I would walk in, it was like every eye in the room was on me. Well, I can say this now because he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how he must feel when he walks into the room?
Try not to look.
Sad. Very sad.
Because he's not handsome like you and me.
No, he's not debonair. You know? It's like, there he is. Don't stare.
He's an odd-looking fella.
Don't stare at him. Don't stare at him. My God, look at the size of
and
his head.
And how red do you think his cheeks will be when he walks in?
All right, nice to meet you. Hi, I've never met you before. I'm out of my protected cocoon.
Flaming red.
How are you?
And then when he gets home, oh, my God. I mean, there won't be a green bottle within 30 feet of him. It won't be empty within 15 minutes.
But he's out there getting it done for his daughter. That's
right.
Nice.
That's right. It's the important thing.
Way to go. And hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Buzz, who's still incidentally... It still has a contact high just from talking about those pornos an hour ago.
That'll carry him through the weekend.
If you don't mind, I'm going to keep sitting down.
Very good.
Oh. But let me start with my favorite crackpot story. As it turns out, one of the biggest concerns about that falling satellite is not so much about its size and weight as it is about the 1,000 pounds of deadly rocket fuel on board.
If
the structure were to break up in the atmosphere on its own, the fuel could become a big cloud of toxic vapor. And it will anyway, even if we shoot it out of the sky with a missile, but it'll happen at an altitude less dangerous to the people below.
Well, I'm not a smart person, but if it explodes, won't it burn up? Won't it burn up if they hit the tank? Aren't they aiming for the tank? That's what I heard.
Yeah, and that's what that'll help blow up the whole thing, but there's still going to be pieces. They still anticipate.
But the toxic cloud, I think, will be okay if they blow the tank up.
We hope so, especially if they can get it at that upper altitude.
And it's funny how other countries now have picked up on the fact that we might be doing this just to test our military ability to shoot things out of the sky.
Yeah.
And that's making me root for it now even more.
That addresses the bigger reason the government is shooting down this satellite, according to experts. Everything about this satellite is classified, and if any sizable piece of it were to fall to Earth, it would wind up on eBay and be bought by the Chinese.
This is where our government loves lying to us.
Yeah?
They said, we want to shoot it down. I don't doubt it has whatever you guys said, nauseous
fuel,
gases,
right,
whatever it is, mustard spray, whatever it's full of.
mustard spray, specifically.
Mustard gas. But they said, there is absolutely nothing of a secret or confidential. Mm-hmm. There's really, seriously, we're just worried about this spray. We're not worried about like any stuff that might be on microfilm. Right. Or
I think there are two things.
There.
I think they're absolutely lying to us about that. I think it mm-hmm. is. They want to blow it to pieces so they won't get those pieces.
Right.
But they also want to test out this blowing things out, you know, sure, satellites just sure. to see how it works.
Something we can shoot out of the sky.
Sure.
The other thing you should know, the U.S. criticized China last year for shooting down one of its own satellites. The U.S. said that the Chinese might accidentally or on purpose blow up one of ours and trigger an international conflict. And there is, by the way, a 1 in 5 chance that our missile will miss the satellite, in which case the military then has 2 days, 48 hours, to decide whether to fire a second missile at it. The U.S., and this is another exciting fact, the U.S. has now offered to pay other countries for damages in case it lands on them.
Just televise it.
I mean, if they're offering to pay for damages to other countries, then the fall of this satellite is more significant than maybe we realize.
I do want to watch it on TV. That's all I know.
Yeah, me too. It's got to be, as we've discussed, if it really is true, mm-hmm. and I'm sorry, Buzz, I know I bust your balls. You're not making this up. I've seen it on the news.
Right.
But there is a small cynical part of me that thinks there is something going on here. That's just not 100% kosher.
I believe you. I think that there's definitely a lot we do not know, and they're getting rid of this thing because there's classified material on mm-hmm. it.
But it's cool in this regard. Not cool, but like if you've seen, we've discussed this ad nauseum, the movies Armageddon, Deep Impact.
Right.
Here's what doesn't jive up, and maybe I'm watching too many movies. If this thing really is barreling at us and might hit us in 2 or 3 days, mm-hmm. wouldn't the government have like some sort of emergency plan for us to say, just in case.
And another thing that I really always think about.
Well, they
really,
did it. I only say because they did it in the movie.
In the movie.
When it became apparent that they didn't know what they were going to do.
Uh-huh. Here's another thing, though. It's our satellite, right?
Right.
Why the hell? Why can't they just blow it up without anybody knowing? Why can't they just shoot it out of the sky? Why does it have to be front page news for 5 days? You know, we've decided we're going to try this. Somebody doesn't like why we're doing this. This is the reason why we're doing this. I mean, there was a time, really, where mm-hmm. didn't we do some stuff around the world and, you know, stuff that was good for America, and they didn't always know every last detail about what's going on.
And come on, if this is going to be something like this, let's make it kind of like the movies.
Yeah.
I mean, it gives everybody a reason to live.
I can see little cartoon simulations, you know, where they do with space.
Right.
Here's the satellite. Mm-hmm. We're tracking it right now. Maybe they've got a camera on the rocket. Oh, baby.
It doesn't even have to be high tech. It could be like that crappy thing they do when they pretend that they're tracking Santa Claus.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Just show us something on TV. Yeah. Where is it?
I mean, you've come out with it now. You know you're doing this. You're planning on this. If you're going to do it, put it on live TV.
I mean, goddamn, you tease us about things that don't matter. Like Roger Clemens and the New England Patriots, if you've got the biggest tease of all time,
right?
Guess what? The movie Deep Impact is true. Lay it on me.
Yeah, how right. big is that? We're going to blow something up in space.
Well, lay it on me.
They'll be doing it sometime within the next 10 days.
We don't have good, okay.
precise time yet.
Hey, maybe it'll happen during the show.
Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be fantastic.
In other scary news from space, the astronauts on board the International Space Station have a gun.
I'll give this to you since it was given to me. He didn't want to give it to you. I don't know why.
Joe writes, because the Chinese are going to try to catch it with a giant butterfly net! Exclamation point. Okay, Joe.
Joe.
Hi, Joe!
I bet you'll be getting a call this weekend.
Yes, the astronauts have a gun. Mm-hmm. Probably like the U.S., every vehicle in the Russian space program.
He won't call me Mike. He's not my associate producer. I'm sorry. I said I'd only do that once a
show.
That's
okay. I'll let those slide. Those are fine. Those don't bother me.
Joe.
Because they're so ridiculous.
Probably like with NASA, every vehicle in the Russian space program has a survival kit for crash landings. That kit includes a gun, and that kit is on board the Soyuz space station right now. A former NASA engineer, however, says the gun does exist, and in his opinion, it has no place in such a high-stress environment. The engineer says he's decided to speak out about this after last year's crazy astronaut lady story with the diapers and the duct tape and the gun. The Northern Illinois...
I wish it would work like in the movies, that if you shot a gun up in a space capsule,
right.
that because of zero gravity, The bullet would come out so slowly that it would be like when they're eating M&Ms.
It looked like
the
Matrix, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Super slow-mo.
Except I know the opposite is true, and that it would like if that would be like somebody kicking the door in on an airplane when you're flying.
I think right? So. It would actually depressurize the whole thing.
That's what would be going on.
They'd be toast.
Let me take a second here before we go to break to bring you up to date on the story from Northern Illinois. The grad student who shot himself and five other students to death yesterday. He's described as a prize student who won awards in his studies of criminal justice, specifically sociology. He had no prior criminal record. Among other things, he had focused on the role of religion in the formation of our prison system in the U.S. He shot 21 students in all, walking on stage in a lecture hall with a shotgun and two handguns he'd purchased this week. He fired 50 rounds in a matter of seconds.
It's so awful. When you had this yesterday, yeah. Originally no one had died.
We were hoping nobody got killed.
They hadn't told us yet.
At least seven, right?
Yes. Six now is the total count, including the gunman. As I said, 21 people were shot in all. Two handguns that he bought this week. And police say that even after all of that, he had ammunition left over. That was even after firing 50 rounds.
They're talking about the fact that he bought the gun this week, and that speaks to background checks. But they're also saying that this guy – they're contradictory stories on mm-hmm. this. They say that the guy had no real problems. He was an A student.
Right.
He was a model student.
Model student is what I
heard. The faculty loved him. Right. The staff loved him. But then they also say mm-hmm. he went off his medication.
Exactly.
So that gets back to the fact that, well, the background check maybe would have – caused
revealed.
Us to take a look at something. Yeah. They have to do background checks.
That'd
if you're
nice.
Getting a gun that you need, that you're going to use within a week,
mm-hmm.
I mean, really, it's ridiculous. They should do background checks
extensively. I know all of you NRA creeps don't want to hear this, so just turn the radio off. But seriously, how effed up is it that we as a country spend more time worrying about if some ball player got a shot of steroids in his ass than we do about how easy it is for some kid to go out and shoot a million people? Mm. Now, go ahead, Charlton Heston. From my cold, dead hands, try your cold, dead hand right up my butt.
They're now trying to figure out why he chose Valentine's
Day. All I'm saying
Day.
Is let's make that more important than if Roger Clemens is getting shot in the ass with steroids.
Yeah, and I'd like to get more clarity because you do get misinformation with all of this stuff now. When it's coming forward that, well, he was a model student, I think let's slow down on this because I think a background check will discover. As soon as they get more facts on this guy, mm-hmm. obviously when I hear meds, that he was off his medication.
Right, yeah. Right.
Well, if he was this model guy, why was he on medication? Mm-hmm. Obviously, there probably were some sort of mental issues prior to this, and a background check might have helped. This is the kind of legislation they're trying to put through right now where these guys can't go out. You know, guys that are like this, just like the guy at Virginia Tech, can't go out and get these weapons. And really,
it's a moot point because
the gun lobby is so powerful, it'll never get passed.
It doesn't matter. 2 weeks, the big rock's coming anyway.
That's right. It'll all be settled then.
All bets are off in 2 weeks.
With a mustard spray.
Hillary takes steps to turn that thing around when we continue.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Thanks, Joe.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
He's about as graceful as a friggin' elephant.
Don't forget to listen to The Joe Show this weekend.
It's the time.
Even funnier than a barrel of faggots. The Don and Mike Show.
What is he, a faggot?
Love runs high. Oh, it's Friday, Joe, and he's trying to help out because Rob's not here.
Right. Yeah, he's very excited.
He's got his big show on tomorrow night.
Joe Radio, not Joe, The Joe Show. Joe Radio. It should be The Joe Show.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night. He's got
that should be the name of it. It should be The Joe Show.
He's right. Some killer stuff planned from what he was telling us.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's bringing in the heavy hitters.
He's bringing in Greg Edger to do some character voices.
And he, as we all know, is the real enchilada.
But, Joe, is that not true?
No. You never listen. No, Greg's not coming in. Oops. It's the character voice is based on Greg Edger.
But you mean you're going to be doing the role of the dog?
I do all my roles.
Oh, okay.
Joe told us he's got a dynamite bit planned.
Will you be doing that phone voice thing again?
Of course.
Well, he's going to be the dog that won the Westminster Dog Show this week. The Beagle.
Uno the Beagle.
And how's the Beagle going to sound? If he's going to sound like Greg Edger, let everybody know what that sounds like.
Well, he's going to sound like this. The real enchilada.
I can't wait.
See, you're laughing.
I can't wait. No! Of course I'm laughing.
We're laughing.
Yes, laughing at or laughing with. I That's the question, my boy.
That's the million-dollar question. I'm sorry, the $5 question.
Tell you what, Joe, if I listened to this station, I would. Hi, Buzz. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, thank you. Hillary Clinton may have found a way to win people back. She's promising to go after the credit card companies, the insurance companies, the pharmaceutical companies, and the lending and investment firms on Wall Street.
There's a big difference between us. Speeches versus solutions.
Oh, come on.
Talk versus action.
Hey, somebody's giving her good advice, Mike.
Yeah, she's fighting back a little bit.
I agree. First, it was John Cougar Mellencamp asking.
What?
I didn't say anything.
Excuse me?
I didn't say anything.
Did you say something about my man, Hillary? You did.
No, I did not. I said how.
Say it to the whole class, Mike.
I said how.
How what?
All right, I didn't say how. There was another letter that it started with.
How?
C.
Cow. I get it. Okay.
I'm sorry. That was very bitter, and I will vote for her if she wins the nomination.
That's right. First, it was John Cougar.
Well, maybe I'll vote for the black then, if he wins the nomination.
It's competition.
Good of you both, really.
Competition.
The cow versus the black.
John Cougar.
Meanwhile, on the other side, you know.
Right. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's it. Say no more.
Crickets.
Right.
John Cougar Mellencamp asked John McCain to stop using his music. Now, one of the founding members of the group, Boston, is asking Mike Huckabee to stop using More Than a Feeling. Guitarist Tom Scholz wrote to McCain, "While this may seem like a little thing to you, Boston has been my life's work. My reputation is inexorably tied to it. You have taken something of mine to promote ideas to which I am opposed."
Shut up, you stupid Jeff Lynne lookalike.
Scholz says he backs Obama.
You think his hair is still as big as it was on the original album?
That's what I'm basing it all on, Mike.
Wouldn't that be great?
Women think about sex more than we thought. A new survey of 1,000 claims women think about sex 34 times a day.
That's your big bitch.
And how about that?
It's not because men are good at it.
And that's something.
Half the women surveyed, half, say they're completely dissatisfied with their sex life. And that, say the women, is why they're thinking about sex that doesn't involve you. Mostly they fantasize about celebrities, but sometimes about former lovers and total strangers.
What was that old porno you recommended? The one that was
The classic was Insatiable with Marilyn Chambers.
And then there was another one, Devil and Miss Jones 2?
Three.
Gotcha. All right.
Three. Only one in three women say they're getting enough sex, and more than half say they have a crush on a coworker. 40% of the women admitted fantasizing about someone else while they're in bed with the husband or boyfriend. 7%.
Gee, and men never do that.
No, never. 7% of the women say they've accidentally called out someone else's name.
I'm having a fantasy right now.
What is it, Gene?
I'm having a fantasy that I'm in my dressing room, and a lady has come in, and mysteriously, my pants have fallen to the floor, and there we are, and then I've got a very long tongue. You know who I am?
You're Gene Simmons.
Mm-hmm. I'm Gene Simmons.
I got a dream. Well, I'm making a meatloaf sandwich with Kathleen Turner.
Mm. Oh, was that on? What was that on? The View?
No, it was on Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart. She's making the rounds, isn't she?
Kathleen Turner.
Says, well, I want to say something. When people say that I don't look the way I used to, it's like, would you go to Italy and say that Sophia Loren has lost her looks? How could it be? I've got Kathleen Turner. I've got this interesting way of speaking that I don't even figure out myself. It's kind of Ferengi, and it's kind of a British accent.
Right.
I was into alcohol and drug abuse, and then my head got bigger than my body.
Post-Valentine's Day notes when we return.
And listen. Excuse me.
I'm back with the delightful Kathleen Turner, and one of my favorite things to do with leftover meatloaf is make sandwiches. Everyone has his own way of making them, so Kathleen is going to make hers, and it looks like you're using like a 7-grain bread.
Yeah, I love it. It's called health nut bread.
That's delicious.
Health
I'm
nut
using
bread.
It's called health nut bread.
That's, as soon as my head got large, my accent got weird.
We got a break. David Gross passed away.
Oh, that's a shame.
Do you know who he is?
No. Is that David Groh?
G-R-O-H.
Oh.
Name's familiar.
Young or old?
What? He'll know. Even though he's not here, he'll know. Rock his world right now.
Cartoon?
Oh, no, real man.
No, but something to do with cartoons?
I know the name.
Hello?
Hey, David Groh's dead.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know it merited a call. You need to break.
I know we do. Who was he? Who was he, though, Rob?
He was Joe on Rhoda. He was Rhoda's husband.
Thank you. Right. Yeah.
All right, break.
Break.
The Don and Mike Show.
That was funny.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Balls on fire. The Don and Mike Show.
You don't have to tell me we're late. God, the rabbit died. This show might be pregnant. We're so late today. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Finally, in Rochester, New York last week, a woman was arrested for attacking a bartender and another bar patron who got caught in the middle. The woman inflicted a wound on the other customer that required 23 stitches. She'd had a few and was mad at the bartender who'd refused to serve her another drink. He figured she'd had enough already, being 7 months pregnant and all.
Oh!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Hold on, what was going on there?
Well, don't worry about it.
I know we're running late, but... All right, we'll see you on Tuesday, everybody.
Right. Let's dance. It's Friday.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Bye there, head, wherever you are.
I'm sorry I stepped on your foot.
We'll see you Tuesday.
Peter North.
This is the Don and Mike Show.